Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscaden here, Christian Center, Shreveport. Still reporting to you from Osaka, Japan. Pray you're being blessed today. We have another urgent warning we're building on yesterday. There is a way. The Lord is releasing a word how to thwart the plan of the enemy against our lives and against our homes in this hour. Okay, let's listen in and hear what the Lord has to say.
With your kindness, you surprise me. With your faithfulness, remind me. You will always come to find me when I've lost my way. And in you, I live and breathe. 'Cause in you, I have all I need. Here in this love I've found, here in the blood of Christ, I have discovered truth that sets me free.
Well, blessings to you today. As I said, glad to be with you again. Here it is, the 15th day of March. It is Wednesday. On your calendar, I'm a little bit ahead of you over here in the island of Japan, in the nation of Japan, ministering and just walking out some things in the Spirit. Some of you, I'm ahead of you, so I can tell you that tomorrow's a good day. The Lord's in it, so He's keeping us safe and speaking to us. This is a travel day for us. We're heading to Kumamoto, which is the southwest part of Japan. And we'll be ministering to three different groups in that area. This will be some of their first times or experiences with the prophetic and us praying over people and prophesying, releasing healing. And so we're excited about that. We love virgin territories where we get to see God's power demonstrated to a people. So if you will pray for us in that area, as I've told you before, it's an area where most of the martyrs of Christianity died in the history of Japan. That's one of the more older populations in that area as far as when the nation of Japan probably started. Anyway, so we're going down there just to bring the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what we're bringing to them. We're so excited about that. One note on Asia. You know, we started and we're launching our Asian ministry here on this trip. We told you we're spying the land to see if there's big fruit here, and there is. There's big fruit. Well, yesterday, China, who's closed the nations to them since the COVID crisis, not allowed anybody in, announced yesterday they're opening their borders. I feel like it was a major prophetic sign while we're here in the land that God is up to something amazing concerning the Asian mission field all the way to Jerusalem, as we shared on Monday. Well, I want to build on the urgent warning I gave you, the economic issue. It's still growing. It's still building. I know it's reached the UK now. Part of one of the branches of the banks over there was bought out. That was tied to the ones in California. I'm telling you, this thing is touching the nations, and it will continue to touch the nations. It's sad how this industry in America is not being overlooked, and I mean not being watched, and pretty well getting away with what they want to in some of their investments and some of the things that they're doing. The one bank that failed, this is very interesting. If you watch the news, they went what we call woke, investing in LGBTQ, climate change issues, things like that. And I'm telling you, there's no favor on that from the Lord at all. So I wouldn't want to be involved in an industry, in a bank that is participating in that. Pray about what banks you're involved in, you Americans especially. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just telling you what the Lord's telling us. I said it the other day about international banks. I don't think the international banks are going to fail at all. I believe they're going to grow stronger because they're going to gobble up some of these other banks and then start having that globalization where they'll have international law and begin to dictate to you and I what we can do with our resources. We must fight digital currency with everything within us. Oh, I know it's convenient, but I want you to know it is an open door to the mark of the beast and the economic crisis that we could go into if we allow this to happen. It's a major warning that we're bringing concerning that. We're not the only ones that's bringing it, but it is a major, major warning. We had a victory in a state of South Dakota this last week where the governor vetoed a bill that was going to advance digital currency. And now they can override her veto, but she did stand up and do the right thing there. Well, as we move forward in this moment with the economic crisis, I shared with you yesterday how I came about this through a dream. And then I told you about an encounter with the audible voice of the Lord. I went and researched and I found the word, basically, most of it, of the one that I had on the internet. So here's what happened. I'd already had the dream. The Lord told me at the end of 2021, the world would start turning. We'd start a beginning of a downward spiral economically around the world. It started hitting at that time. We were at 1%, 2% interest rates. We're now at 7%. It wasn't an overnight crash. It was a gradual movement that direction. The economy, inflation rising all around the world. That is what's been happening. And so what had happened during that time, I was in bed one night. I remember I was just praying about it and seeking the Lord in the midst of all that. And all of a sudden, I hear the audible voice of the Lord, and it says, Dr. Daniel Bowler. That's what it said to me. It was crazy. Now, I had listened to this prophet many years. Back in the 90s, I used to listen to him. But I heard it again. I said, Lord, what? And he said, Dr. Daniel Bowler. I mean, audible voice, like I'm talking to you right now. Now, I got up in the middle of the night, got to my computer, Googled. I didn't even know if he was alive, to be honest with you, because I couldn't remember how old he was in the 90s. So I didn't even know if he was still living. So I Googled, I just typed his name in, said prophetic word, and I just found this interview that he did. And he started talking about what the Lord had showed him about the end of 2021 and this darkness that's going to come into the earth. He had a lot for America, but beyond that. Now, I don't have time to play all that he said, but the focus of why he was releasing the word was for intercession, to pray. And I want to build on that a little bit, but let me play the first little clip of what he says, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll lay out the foundation, how we can thwart the coming disaster against us, against our nation, and everything else that's coming against us in this hour. So there's a warning today, but there is a path out of that. The Lord has given us a direction, and he gave Dr. Bowler that path as well. Now, I don't know this man. I just knew I'd followed him for years. I heard him on Sid Roth many years ago, and that's how I began to follow him at some level. So listen to this first part of his prophetic word.
God showed me that there would be more cities like New Orleans, you hear me now, and other places, and 9/11s that would begin to repeat in greater magnitude starting at the end of 2021. I saw in the spirit as God was talking to me that we got 3 years of a type of prosperity. A type. It'll look like it's pretty decent, but it's really being held together by the skin of our teeth, by the many thousands that are praying. I have an app on my telephone, on my cell phone from Dutch Sheets, and every day I'm praying with that team of prayer warriors. I take his prayer books. I've studied his prayer books. I have them all. I recommend them to you. And if Dutch Sheets is listening to this, Dutch, bless your heart. I thank God for what you're doing. But folks, listen to me. We have come to the place that we're willing to take the course of least resistance instead of becoming the people of God that we're supposed to come, but now we got our backs to the wall and we really don't know it. In 2021, somewhere in there, maybe towards the end or in the middle, cataclysmic events beyond anything we have ever known is going to start in a greater rapidity and a greater acceleration than it has ever been. Now, friend, let me tell you something. My wife and I had to, by the command of God, go to Tampa, Florida. We drove down there, I had to rent a motel, and I had to get the pastors together and says, listen, there's a massive hurricane coming straight at you. You got to get on your knees and pray. I was only able to get a few on their knees. We prayed that night. I had no idea that one, while I was there preaching and teaching those people to pray and how to build a wall of prayer, that a magnitude 3 hurricane was coming straight at Tampa, Florida. My wife and I were there. It had already went over 100 miles an hour, and it was coming. I had no idea. They evacuated Tampa, Florida. This is just a few years back. And over 500,000 people left the city. I'm in my room praying, God, why can't I leave? He would not let me leave. I called the pastor and those that had been praying with me. Said, God won't let us leave. I said, stay on your knees. Don't get up. And I want you to know I was sitting there with a map of Florida there with my hand over Tampa. And then I look over at the television and it said, it's coming straight at Tampa. It's 14 minutes away. And then they say 13 minutes away. And all of a sudden, as I looked at that map, I saw a hand about, it was a huge hand, just went, I assumed it must have been the hand of an angel that did that, God's most powerful angel. And we got a word on television, the hurricane just turned into, I think it's Pinalata or something like that, I cannot remember the time. Pina Gorda or whatever, Florida, and it literally
maybe it was Punta Gorda. I don't know.
I believe it was. Wiped that little town out. Friends, I was there warning them ahead of time, and here I was on my face. I went on to run revivals up in Alabama and different places.
Well, let me stop there because he goes on just really releasing blessing upon the body of Christ about how we can pray and thwart these disasters. I wanted to play that last part about how they prayed and a hurricane was diverted and didn't destroy where they were and how God can do that right now. And that's my whole focus today on this podcast. Look, with economic crisis comes a lot of fear. We all are naturally going to be fearful. How are we going to pay for our bills? How are we going to provide for our families? And how are we going to eat? How are we going to travel? I get all that. It's a reality. But we must remind ourselves, the Lord owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver and gold is His. Now, I gave a word at that same time that He's talking about, because He had that in 2018. That 3-year word about prosperity was very accurate. 2018 to 2021 was some big years as you go through that season. You know, when COVID came, it started waning. But for the most part, those were very prosperous years for the earth. And then, you know, the disasters have started to come. This was a word that when you see it, because I know what he saw, because I saw the same thing. When you see it, you think it's going to be horrible. You never really measure it, most of the time you don't measure it. It's going to be little by little. And that is what's happened since 2021. Look at the disasters. Look at Turkey. You know, that's not even talked about anymore. And there may be upwards over 100,000 people have died. I have a missionary friend in the country who called me, and one of the cities I ministered in that city, in the nation of Turkey, he told me, he said, it's gone, Pastor Tim, it's gone. And I said, what do you mean? He said, everybody died. The whole town died. And it was over 30,000 people in this little small community. And that's just one disaster. There's been many others. The war in Ukraine, you know, he didn't know that 2018 when he was prophesying that. We didn't know that. And 2019 when we were prophesying it. So this is just a warning to you, but it's also an encouragement. God can get us on our knees to cry out to Him for mercy in the midst of judgment. It can be thwarted. It can be thwarted over our lives. It can be thwarted over our families, over our cities. Why don't you be the one who stands in the gap for your nation, for your people, and say, Lord, have mercy upon us right now. That we cry out for you. We hear your warning, Lord. We hear what you're trying to tell us, that you want your people to turn from their wicked ways, to search out their hearts, to look to heaven and turn and come back to you. And it says you would heal our lands. That's what we want. We want this great awakening to happen Lord, we're having revival. Amen. But Lord, even in this disaster, this financial crisis that's starting to rise up in the earth, Lord, I pray that we see it as an opportunity to press into heaven. Lord, knowing that you have already sacrificed your life for us to be provided for, to have the blessing, Lord, may it be like the tabernacle of Moses, that, Lord, we gave and we gave, and there was plenty for our house. There was plenty, and so much so that there was no need for more. Let it be said of us that way. Father, I pray for everybody listening to this podcast. I break every spirit of fear, and I say, faith arise and let the enemy be scattered. Lord, we know this crisis is coming like never before, but we put our trust in you, our hope in you, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The world, the economic system of the world is not our provider. You are. And even if it were to collapse, you would still provide for your people. We love you, Lord Jesus. Bless them today in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, come back tomorrow. We'll go a little bit deeper. Well, thanks for listening. You'll be listening this week, each and every day from us as we share from Asia. And I pray that you are blessed by what we share and the move of God. Don't forget, we still are doing our ministry back home. You can catch everything we do on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and our app. Always download that. Thank you for giving and sowing into our ministry as well. You do on those two sites. That's such a blessing to us and keeps this podcast and all the ministries we're doing across the earth to move forward in this apostolic moment that we're in. And God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.